Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting eighth, the catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third, the right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Lake. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cotto moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland takes first base on ball four. Cotto moves to third. Bosley moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heap for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a fly ball into left field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz strikes out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cotto moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a line drive towards short. Santana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Say now playing third base. Keith Moreland now playing first base. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Lynch covering, for the out. Johnstone moves to third. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. Bauer moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer moves to third. Sanderson moves to second. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman misplays the ball. That's an error on Backman. Bauer scores. Sanderson moves to third. Cotto moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sanderson tags and scores. Cotto tags and moves to third. Sandberg tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Say reaches second base with a double. Cotto scores. Sandberg scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moreland is hit by the pitch. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland juggles the ball. That's an error on Moreland. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Heap moves to second. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Heap moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heap tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Ortiz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoddard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Brent Gaff now pitching. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Tim Stoddard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoddard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cotto. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Stoddard fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Heap moves to second. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Heap scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cotto. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Cotto steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cotto moves to third. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cotto scores. Bosley moves to third. It's 6-4, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Brent Gaff. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Wes Gardner now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake bunts towards the mound. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnstone moves to second. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods pinch hits for Tim Stoddard. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Gary Woods now playing left field. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bosley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bosley reaches second base with a double. Sandberg goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bosley moves to third. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Moreland is walked intentionally. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bosley scores. Moreland moves to third. It's 8-4, Cubs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Wes Gardner. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.